Sheshon la arinyan chirna biowachas is glendororin. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice. And I do. Hanik me honan chondi shod and chidur korave kega blino hen. Milanigiat shaskas a hocht gorana firstja. La frasteller cholestive regia and shen. Agus is kevinlum gorwahi me ermahuvnis and shen. And lian shen. Niru asogam. Gurabe Gurwahime Gurumi Sawala Agastame Sawala and Shaw. From this day on, this is home. I am home, Tame Sawala and Shaw. I'm a North Antrim man, as the bishop said, so I am actually a native speaker of Ulster Scots. I tell you, I am. I have a sense that there are people in East Donegal whose English will sound very familiar to me, will be music to my ears. As I said, West Donegal and the Gaeltacht, indeed wherever Donegal Irish is spoken, is a kind of Shangri-La for me, where I very much feel at home. When I was told that I was to be a bishop, that was a big thing. A few seconds later, it was to be the Bishop of Rafu, and I say with my heart that if the Lord wanted me to be a bishop, I was glad to be the Bishop of Rafu. Bishop Boyce has been unfailingly generous and kind to me in these days, and I appreciate it deeply, and I trust that I will have his wise counsel in these early days as I learn how to be a bishop, and I know, holy man that he is, that he will be praying for me and for us in the years ahead, and that means a great deal. I've had the privilege of knowing some of the other Irish bishops in recent years and working closely, I suppose especially with Bishop Traynor and Don O'Connor, but also other Irish bishops from the northern province, and it'll be an honour to learn from them how to be a bishop to work with them. I'm a Jesuit. I'm the first Jesuit bishop in Ireland, and there's never been a Jesuit bishop in Ireland before. Maybe there's a reason for that, you know? I have to put my hand up and say, I'm a fairly typical Jesuit in that while I have served a little bit in parishes, I have never been as much as a curate, let alone a parish priest, okay? So I will be, in many ways, learning from the priests and people of Rafu, how to be a pastoral bishop. Pope Francis talks about shepherds needing to have the smell of the sheep about them. I'm not sure what that will mean, but I will learn it from you, my fellow priests, and from you, the people. And that will be good. That was the downside, okay? The upside is, as a Jesuit, St. Ignatius Loyola has a powerful conviction that the Holy Spirit of God works in every human heart and in every community. And that if we pay attention, we can discern the work of the Holy Spirit. I think, as a Jesuit, I come with some expertise in that. But more importantly, I come with great conviction about it, that the Spirit works in us, and I would hope that in my time as bishop, I will facilitate us all in listening to the Spirit and responding to the Spirit in our lives. That is my firm hope. I'm delighted to see the children. Is it from St. Columbkills? You are? Delighted to see you here. Have you been confirmed yet?
No.
No, you haven't. Of course you haven't. I one day, please God, will confirm you. And that will mean a great deal to me. And I hope that when you're confirmed, you will know that God is very close to you and that he's really important and that he changes and moves all our lives. It means a lot to me, and I hope it will mean a lot to you. I know a lot of Donegal, I know a lot of the parishes, but there's a whole lot I didn't. So when I heard that I was to be the Bishop of Raphoe, I of course went onto the website and looked at the list of parishes, 33 parishes. And since that, every day I have in my mind gone through the parishes, the names of the parishes. There's the whole lot of them that were familiar to me, but then there were ones I'm been learning. Is this Ochanincheon? Are we in Ochanincheon or are we in? We're in Conwy and Leck. Okay, we're in Cornwall and Leck. Good. Hi, easy. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I had it right in the car. So Ochanincheon's the other one. So I've been praying every day. I have thought of the parishes by name and have prayed for the priests and people in those parishes. I think of names I hadn't heard before, like Brooklis. Isn't there Brooklis down in the south? And Ballantra seems to be just north of Ucahill and Ballyshannon, isn't that right?
South of Donegal.
Tamney's up there. I know. I can see it. I can see it on the map. I have thought of every one of your parishes and I have prayed for you. And I will do that every day, probably for the rest of my life. And I trust that it will be such a joy to me to think that you will pray for me, and I ask that you will do that. So just to finish, let's pray, ask Gaelge, ask Our Lady to look over us, to gain for us the graces that we will need to be a church in a missionary key. That's what Pope Francis talks about. He talks about a church in a missionary key. I hope we will learn that. We'll ask Mary, our mother, to intercede for us, that we will learn how to be that. Lekela Gamish, Shedavahawira, Taland Agrasta, Tan Chenliat, Hispani Uhudinamra, Sispani Tura the Vrenyesa, Anev Wara Waharje, Gearin the Pakianish, Augusturur Armash, Amen. And you're an Aharags and Fakers of Spirit, Dave. Amen. Go to Kimmy, my husband.